Hey everybody, welcome to this Maker Mini. I'm Code Foster. In this episode, I'm going to show you how to take a model out of Autodesk Fusion 360, create a drawing out of that that is one-to-one so that you can print it out on paper and use it for a template to cut out real things. Let's get going. Okay, here's the drawing that I've created. Now, I'm not going to go step-by-step through the whole process. This is a mini. I'm basically just going to show you what I created, and I'm going to jump back to the sketch that I created this from. I'm sorry, I should tell you that I'm using Fusion 360 here, a product by Autodesk. I'm going to hide the body and show you that I've been able to create a sketch that is the profile of a structure that I'm going to use to create a simple sawhorse for my yard. And this is a sketch of the 2x4s that I'm going to use for this structure. And if I actually go in to edit this sketch, I'm going to right-click and edit this right here. You can see that one of the advantages of drawing this out in a sketch is the ability to put all my dimensions in here. I know that my lumber is going to be 3.5 inches in size, and I know that I want my working area to be about 28 inches high. And then I just kind of eyeballed the size of this this whole structure and the angles that I want it to be. And it turns out that these angles are 20 degrees. You can see that this angle here is 70, meaning that the notches that I cut here are going to be 20. Now I could just stop here, and I could use this drawing to basically, you know, measure 20 degrees here and 28 inches there or whatever, and I could get my stuff cut out. But what I really want to do is I want to create a drawing out of this, and then I want that drawing to be easy to turn into this thing in real life. So what I'm going to do is go up to the new drawing from the file menu and say I want to make a new drawing from this design. Okay, so we're going to switch to the modeling workspace. We're going to go ahead and save this. That's fine. I did actually, that first sketch didn't represent this notch that I had cut out of it, but I later cut that notch out of it. So now Fusion has asked me on my other screen here, you want to create a drawing. Here's some parameters around creating that. Great. And then it's going to open up the drawing environment. This is kind of a different environment from Fusion itself. You get a kind of an authentic CAD environment. And here it's saying drop this base view that you're interested in. And this is actually looking at it from the front. You can see over here on the right, it's looking at it from the front, and that's the side the way I drew it. So I just need to change this to the right, and now you can see my actual shape. Now I'm going to drop this over on the right here because I want to create an exploded view over on the left. And now the user interface in here feels a little bit weird sometimes. You don't get your classic cursor. You get this little crosshair, and sometimes it takes a while to get used to working in here, but you'll get used to it. Now, this is currently 1 to 10. I want to make this a little larger, which means that I want to go to a little bit smaller with my dimensions, with my scale here. So I'm going to try 1 to 4. That fits on that side of the paper. That's good. So I'll go ahead and hit OK. And now this drawing is selected, and I can click in the middle, and I can move that around if I'd like to. So that's a little bit of a takes a little bit of a stretch to figure out how to move that. And now I am able to, what I really want is I want this profile on the top. And so I'm going to create a detail view. I'm going to click on the drawing that I want on here. It's actually already been selected. So now it's prompting me to specify the center point. That's a good center point right there, because what I want is this top. So I'm going to go ahead and draw out a boundary that make sure I encapsulate not only the tip of those, but a little bit more, because I want to line this up with my actual 2x4. Okay, so it's created for me an exploded view of that. I'm going to drop that down. And now the important thing here is that I need this to be 1-to-1. I now have a 1-to-1 representation. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Highlight that drawing, click on the middle, and move it just a little bit. I now have a 1-to-1 representation of this part of my overall structure. And so now what I'm going to be able to do is print this out as a PDF file. I can go ahead and output this to PDF. I can print it on paper. I can take this out to my lumber and lay it down such that this lines up with one side, this lines up with the other. And then I have a profile. I can score that with a proper scoring tool, or I can use an X-Acto knife and I can make a score here on this line exactly. And then I'm ready to use something like a jigsaw and cut that out.
Well, there you have it. That's how you take a part that you have in 3D as a model and export it using a drawing one-to-one so that you can cut it in real life. I love things like this because they allow me to do things exactly in my design and then bring those out into the real world where I can actually make them. Hope you enjoyed this. See you next time.